How'd you do? Yes, this is Cedric Adams speaking. Pull up a rocker for an easy five. Transcribed for Pillsbury Pie Crust Mix. Ask any waitress, and she'll tell you that she can analyze your character by what you do with your cigarette ashes. This case was actually observed the other night in one of our better places. The woman customer was smoking through a long yellow holder. There were two ashtrays on the table. Her first flip of ashes went on the floor. The second she put on her plate, and the third found the same place. The fourth she put on the saucer, and believe it or not, she finished the smoke by taking the cigarette butt out of the holder, dunking it in her water glass, and then tossing the thing in her sherbet glass. The cigarette that's pressed out on a plate or a saucer is quite a problem, whether it's in a home or a public place. And any carpet expert will explode the theory that ashes are good for the rugs. They're not. Ashes are good for ashtrays, but ashtrays seem to be good for nothing. Well, take a look at your legs tonight in a mirror. Chances are they don't match. Your right leg is usually more developed than your left. Did you ever hear the origin of the term, he's in the limelight now? Well, before electricity, for a spotlight, they used a small cube of white chemical compound into which they shot a powerful gas, which made the lime light, hence the expression. Slice your cucumber with a little bit of the skin left on it, and you remove, of all things, the belch. If it works, it's wonderful. Zipper fasteners, strangely enough, have really been manufactured since way back in 1913. But the principal use for them in those days was on tobacco pouches. It wasn't until 1936 they became an adjunct to the cloak and suit business. Schiaparelli, the dress designer, unveiled a tweed sports suit with its pockets closed by zippers, and bing, the rest is history. The General Motors Research Laboratories have recently issued a bulletin that may make you put your car in the garage at night. Few factors, they say, are more damaging to the finish of an automobile than dew that's evaporated by sunshine. It's the rising sun hitting the dew-covered car that does the damage to the finish. For some unexplained reason, rainwater has nowhere near the ill effect on cars that dew has. And thawing frost, by the way, is just as bad as the evaporating dew. I guess it looks like it's into the garage from now on, then. Each of those automatic phonographs you see in taverns has to take in a minimum of $9 a week to make the jukebox worthwhile to the operator himself. You know, it's kind of fun to see that sunbeam smile come onto a man's face as he gets the first taste of really good homemade pie. The kind with a crust that just melts in your mouth. You know, the kind you make every time when you use chill-blended Pillsbury pie crust mix. Only Pillsbury makes the chill-blended kind, and it's the chill-blended kind that makes the wonderful difference in flakiness. You know how chilling adds tenderness and flakiness to your pie crust. Well, Pillsbury does that chilling for you. They worked out a special process for blending the flour and the shortening at low temperatures. And that chill-blended process cuts in the shortening more perfectly than is usually done at home. And you can easily test how cookbook-perfect the shortening is cut in. Rub a pinch of Pillsbury pie crust mix in the palm of your hand. You'll feel the fine way that the shortening particles stay separate and evenly distributed. Then to make your pie, you just add water to the mix, blend, and roll out your dough. When you put the pie in the oven and the heat hits those tiny particles of shortening, they puff, bubble, and turn into the kind of crust every cook is proud to bake. A crust tender as a love song and flaky through and through. So get some of that chill-blended Pillsbury pie crust mix today, will you? Get several packages. We Americans undergo about 8 million surgical operations a year, with nearly one-third of them being tonsillectomies. Here's a little hint for defleeing your pooch. Try this. Sprinkle a half a package of dry snuff over the dog's back and then brush it thoroughly into the hide. The fleas, they tell me, drop off immediately. Try your family on this stickler. Can you give the last name of your grandmother before she was married? Well, I guess that should keep you busy over the weekend, and it winds up our 25 and 5 for Pillsbury, the greatest name in mixes. This is Cedric Adams speaking. Stay tuned now for Stars Over Hollywood, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is the CBS Radio Network.